It's the most commonly prescribed drug to treat pain on the PDS in Australia. Pregabalin, which is sold under the brand name Lyrica, is used by doctors who are trying to avoid prescribing opioids. But it's also being linked to anxiety, depression and suicidal thoughts in some patients, prompting health experts to call for it to be more closely controlled. Kelly Lazzaro reports.
Bairnsdale beautician Lucy Pello never experienced depression and anxiety until she started taking the drug Lyrica.
Would never even think about suicidal thoughts or anything like that. That's the only thing that we can pin it to is Lyrica.
The 25-year-old has type 1 diabetes and 2 years ago went to a doctor in Melbourne complaining of restless legs.
They didn't tell me the side effects. She just said it will help you sleep. And if the pain gets worse, up your dose. I thought it was safe.
She upped her daily dose to 250 milligrams and within 8 months was addicted.
I have never seen my dad cry until I went through this. My whole family, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be here.
Lyrica is used to treat nerve pain and muscle conditions like fibromyalgia. Federal government figures show it's the most prescribed drug for pain on the PBS. More than 4 million subsidised scripts were written last year, a third of them in regional Australia.
There's been a lot of publicity about the dangers of opioids, and so pregabalin's a bit of a stopgap there.
Professor Mark Cook is the head of neurology at Melbourne's St Vincent's Hospital.
Regional patients are often prescribed pregabalin when they have pain that's not responding to available therapies, even though it's often not what the drug's indicated for. And that's perhaps because they have less access to pain management facilities and other expert advice.
But Dr David Monash, a GP in Gippsland in Victoria's East, says the drug is useful for some patients.
It's a fantastic drug when used appropriately. It's the best drug we have on the market for neuropathic pain.
A federal database which tracks adverse reactions to medications shows the drug has been linked to 150 overdose deaths since it was listed on the PBS in 2013. Registered nurse Nikki Semler in Gippsland was prescribed the drug last year when she ruptured a disc in her back. A week later, she was having suicidal thoughts.
And I thought, holy hell, where did that come from? I've got my daughter in the car. I'm not depressed. I don't want to end my life.
While experts recommend you speak to your doctor before changing any medication, experiences like these are prompting some health professionals to call for greater controls on Lyrica. The Queensland government is adding the drug to its real-time monitoring program, QScript, to track its use. Victorian addiction specialist Dr. Shalini Arangiri says that should happen nationwide.
Our concerns are around sort of monitoring trends in relation to pregabalin and harm, whilst we're looking at other medications that are high risk at the same time.
I'll always tell everyone, do not take it, because it will change your life.
Back in Bairnsdale, Lucy Pello agrees more controls are needed.
I still do have serious mental illnesses, which I blame Lyrica, and I always will.
In a statement, a spokeswoman for the drug manufacturer Pfizer says it takes the safety of its medicines seriously and firmly believes pregabalin is an important treatment option for thousands of Australians living with debilitating nerve pain and epilepsy. The company says it works with regulatory authorities to continuously evaluate and monitor safety.
Kelly Lazzaro reporting there. And if you or anyone you know has been affected by this story, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.